Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Kempire is brought to you by the Kempire After Dark live experience. The villain era is returning to New York City. Tickets have gone on sale right now, and live stream tickets are available, plus meet and greets for those that will be attending the show in person. So if you want to hear hot topics, Real Housewives recaps, and so much more, and an opportunity to ask me questions live and in person, this is your time. We're bringing the Kempire After Dark live experience back to New York City's The Green Room 42. More information on how you can get tickets, live stream tickets, meet and greet tickets, and more will be available in the description. Come meet me on Friday, September 12th at The Green Room 42 for the Kempire After Dark live experience, The Villain Era. I'll see you guys soon. You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Cassie Ventura has taken the stand today, and I'm going to unpack some of what she said. Not only that, people are still reacting to day one of the Diddy trial. So yesterday we posted two videos, one video earlier in the day unpacking some of the details that played out throughout the day one of the Diddy trial. And a lot of you in the comment section said that you want me to cover this daily. I said that I will try my best to try and cover it daily. Like, I have things that I have to get done this evening. So I'm giving you an early update. But Cassie Ventura, as I'm recording this video, is on the stand in the Diddy trial. So I want to give you some of what is coming out, including some of what people have been saying since yesterday. It was reported yesterday that Cassie more than likely would testify. People thought that maybe she would testify yesterday. However, she took the stand today. But first, the S worker, the male S worker that testified yesterday, took the stand this morning. But before we get to that, I just want to address some of the things that people have been saying in regards to Cassie. It feels like a lot of people are blaming Cassie. One of the most important things, I'm not an attorney, I always want to express that we will have some legal experts come throughout the next few weeks to help give us a more legal understanding of what is happening. But what I do know is that day one, this case is not so black and white. And I've been saying that for the last few weeks. I still believe there is a possibility that Sean Diddy Combs could walk a free man out of this trial if the Southern District of New York is not able to prove what he's charged for. And what Diddy's legal team is emphasizing, Diddy has his vices. Diddy was in a consensual relationship with Cassie Ventura. Diddy, yes, committed domestic violence. However, the jury can't convict him on domestic violence because that's not what he's charged for. In our mind, and I think people are saying free Diddy, and saying he's innocent. Maybe he's innocent in the court of law when it comes to what he's being charged, depending on how they play this out. However, one thing we have to understand, even if Diddy gets out of the situation, Diddy is admitting to have committed DV to this woman. A young woman, when he first met her, she was 19 years old. They're 17 years apart. And she's talking about that in day two on the stand. So I think that's important to emphasize for those that think, oh, well, he's admitting to this and that. And the whole point, and a lot of people are speculating, some, you know, everyone's going to have a different opinion, both legal, non-legal, going to have a different opinion on who's winning this case. It's only day two of the Diddy trial. However, I will say the prosecution, I have to wait and see what they have up their sleeves. But, and shout out to our friends over at Law and Crime, another fantastic channel that's covering this. I'm keeping up to date on various different platforms because I like hearing differing opinions, but I also like hearing, because some people will give you a lot and some people will just summarize certain things. I'm trying to listen to all of the different places. So when I come here, I have a different understanding and a different perspective and giving you everything that's standing out to me when it comes to this Diddy trial. You have to buckle up. We have a lot to talk about and unpack. And more than likely, I might go live later with the end of day results of day two. Okay. In regards to what Law and Crime said in regards to this and their coverage of this, if Diddy walks away in regards to, let's say he only gets convicted for the transportation of male S workers. Okay. That's not the official title of the charge, but you know, we have to change language when covering this case. He could possibly get 10 years or less for that. And they even said possibly time served. And that would be a loss for the Southern District of New York, who has a winning streak of like 90 something percent. Again, there's still that percentage of, well, they could also lose. And based off the first day's events, do they have a strong case? And the reason why I say this is because they're coming out with their star witness, we assume is their star witness, and this might be for practical purposes in regards to Cassie. She's 8 months pregnant. They want her to testify. God only knows she could give birth at any time. This is supposed to be, a 6-week to 8-week trial. They're saying this will end July 4th. So the practicality, have her come out first. However, some legal experts are saying, well, no, we're going to have her come out first because we have even more damning evidence against Sean Diddy Combs further into this case. Because a lot of people are saying, wow, they're coming out with Cassie first. Yeah. One of the other things that I saw, there's a lot for us to uncover before I even get into what has been playing out today. One of the other things that I saw in regards to Alex Fine, Cassie Ventura's husband, the father of her three babies. So apparently the defense has asked that Alex Fine not be in the courtroom when Cassie testifies. But before everyone gets upset, as soon as I saw the headline, I was like, why? Are they concerned that he might do something to Diddy? Because he's taking his shots at Diddy on social media and he knows a lot. He knows a lot more than we know in regards to what Cassie may have went through. However, no, the defense asked the judge that he not be in the courtroom because they're more than likely going to ask him to testify. Because don't forget, Alex Fine was also an employee. He was a trainer for Diddy. That is how Cassie met Alex. So they're possibly going to call him to the stand. You saw photos yesterday in regards to him being in the building. This is what made people think that more than likely he was going to testify. All right, let me just quickly go through, and when I say quickly, it's not going to be really quickly. However, I just want to go through the day's events so far, and it's now about almost 3 p.m. So it's only maybe a couple more hours of court. As I said before, if I have time tonight, if I feel up to it, I will go live and cover some of what else played out. But I've been following this case closely and listening and following and reading all the things. Shout out to all the journalists. Shout out to all the content creators that are getting this information. And shout out to all of you that are here for this information. But don't forget, as always, to like and subscribe and turn on your notifications so you don't miss out on any of this coverage. All right, and I've also created a special playlist for the Diddy trial. So that will be all under one playlist. I'm not going to include any of our past reports over the last few months, but this week with the Diddy trial starting, I've now added those to the playlist. So I'm going to put that all in one playlist for those that want to watch it. And you can take us on the go by listening to the Kempire podcast. I'm uploading this information there as well. All right, so let's go through this. And today I'm utilizing NBC News because if you're new here, we always cite our sources. If I forget, blame it on my age. I'm still celebrating a birthday this week, okay? It's only 2 days later, okay? All right, so NBC News is covering today's events and This is what they posted 7 hours ago. This is all day. All right. So they say court resumes this morning. Court will resume at 9:15 a.m. Yesterday ended with the defense cross-examining Daniel Phillip, a stripper who testified that he was paid thousands of dollars to have sex with Cassie as Sean Combs watched. So they said that Daniel Phillip, they keep switching it up. They call him a stripper. Then they call him a male S worker. Sometimes that's interchangeable in that world. Okay. So they say that Daniel Phillip, who testified yesterday, will return to continue cross-examination today. The judge ordered that Phillip not speak to his attorney even overnight. Huh? You can do that? Before he comes back to testify again. See, this is why you need an attorney, because it's like, why? Miss Esquire? We have to bring you on, Miss Esquire. All right. And I know what Miss Esquire is going to say. I don't do criminal. But yeah, you could add some context here. I'll see you in the comments. So they continue. So I think that's interesting that the judge did not want him to talk to his attorney, obviously to probably keep everything pure in regards to his testimony. But I'm just sort of like, shouldn't he be able to talk to his attorney? Okay. All right. So moving on from there. So they said Sean Combs' attorneys are opposed to jurors seeing the government star witness Cassie Ventura as pregnant. This is something that we talked about last night when I went live. I said, first of all, we had concerns about the kids, Diddy's kids being there. We understand that's a legal strategy. However, I also mentioned the fact that the prosecution is having Cassie, again, confront her abuser of how many different years. She's 8 months pregnant, but it also works in their favor because the defense can't go hard on her. So what NBC News is reporting, they said that Sean Combs' attorneys are opposed to jurors seeing the government star witness, Cassie Ventura, as pregnant. The defense would want the 8 months pregnant expecting Ventura seated on the stand before jurors and enter the room. Technically, they probably wouldn't be able to see her belly. She's very pregnant right now. Her face doesn't, some women carry in their face. She doesn't look pregnant in the face. So I can see their motivation behind that. The defense would want the eight months expecting Ventura seated on the stand before jurors entered the court, because I think there's a prejudicial quality, defense attorney Mark Aganafillo told the judge. Pregnancy is beautiful and wonderful. It is also a source of potential sympathy. I know pregnant women are like, what? But I get it. I get it. They're not going to go hard on them. Going hard on Cassie is going to make the defense Diddy look bad. Like, oh my goodness. So Sean Combs arrived back in court today wearing a cream-colored shirt with slacks similar to what he wore in court yesterday. He waved to his family in the courtroom. NBC continues to say Combs' attorneys asked the judge to carefully edit what kind of explicit material is shown in open court, saying much of it amounts to corn. And his kids are there. There is no aspect to any of the videos the government is looking to put into evidence that is not adult corn. That is what it is. People who are nude having sex or about to have sex, defense lawyer Mark Aganafillo said. It's a privacy issue and it's pornography. What would the press do with it if they had it? Robert Baila, an attorney for the news organization covering this trial, said that our preference is for the videos to be shown in open court. Testimony is not a substitute for these videos, Baila said. The people in the press should be able to see justice being done and to see if these people were being coerced. They continue. Defense attorney, and this is actually always very fascinating, so I get it why you guys are, shout out to the Emily D. Bakers and the allegedly Stephanie. I get why you guys like watching these cases unfold, because it's like this whole other understanding. It's this whole other world. Also, as someone that worked for a law firm for like 15 plus years. Defense attorney Anna Estabao brought up an alleged instance in which Cassie Ventura assaulted a security guard and said that the defense would address her alleged drug use. Prosecutor Emily Ann Johnson said that the alleged assault is a prior bad act that does not assist her credibility. The Estevo argued that prosecutors say violence was a part of Ventura and Sean Diddy Combs' relationship, but actually that it was related to Combs believing that his longtime girlfriend was cheating on him. Estevo also said that the prosecutors are attempting to blame Combs for Ventura's drug use, but that the defense will argue she did that of her own free will. The judge overruled the prosecutor's objection. So Daniel Phillip, the male S worker, who told jurors he witnessed Combs' alleged attacks on girlfriend Cassie Ventura, entered the courtroom to resume his testimony. The judge has yet to rule on what kind of explicit material will be shown in open court or if Ventura, the government star witness, should be seated on the witness stand before jurors enter the room. The defense fears that Ventura, who's 8 months pregnant, would be unfairly sympathetic witness if jurors see her in this state. Sidebar, speaking of the witnesses from day one, I just want to mention, because there were some legal experts saying that the security guard during the 2016 incident where Diddy was dragging and kicking Cassie in the hallway, they really tried to take away his credibility because the prosecution kept on emphasizing, well, now he's a police officer and he works for the LAPD. And the defense is sort of like, well, let's talk about the day, because what you put in the incident report versus what you're saying in court do not match up, like the bruise around her eye. You didn't mention that in the incident report. Why did you record and show to your wife, oh, look who I met today, or look what happened today? So they were really trying to take away from his credibility because he was, based on the testimony, seemingly starstruck when he went up and saw what was playing out between Diddy and Cassie back in 2016. All right, so moving on from there, I just had to do that sidebar just to rehash what happened in day one in case we forget, just as long as it's on our record, okay? So they say this in regards to their update. So they said that Combs' team repeatedly brought up whether Cassie Ventura was drunk or high in her sexual encounters with male S workers, seemingly to contradict prosecution's allegations that Combs forced her to take drugs, which was in her lawsuit against him. And shout out to Long Crime. Long Crime also has said what I have said. What initiated all of what we're seeing now with this federal case was Cassie's lawsuit. That really had double fold. Triple fold when you think about it. Public opinion changed of Diddy. They settled that lawsuit, and now he still faces legal ramifications from that situation. So Combs' team repeatedly brought up whether Cassie was drunk or high in her sexual encounters with the S worker, seemingly to contradict prosecution's allegations that Combs forced her to take drugs. Philip, the S worker who said that he was paid to have sex with Ventura as Combs' watch, recalled only one instance out of several encounters with Ventura when she did appear to be under the influence. And if you read her lawsuit, not again, this is not the court of law. We can share our opinions here. When you hear her lawsuit, when you read her lawsuit, it's very clear why she may have tried to numb herself. And when you hear her testimony, it's very clear why Cassie might want to numb her existence of the world between the physical abuse that she describes and the marathons of these freak-offs. 36 to 48 hours weekly for 10 years? They continue, it says, an attorney for Combs pressed Daniel Phillip, a male S worker who's alleged to have had multiple sexual encounters with Cassie Ventura, on if he had feelings for Cassie. Attorney Xavier Donaldson asked Phillip if he thought that he was establishing a bond with Ventura, to which he said, correct. But when asked if he thought that he was in a relationship with her, he said, incorrect. Phillip also described a situation in which Ventura was scared and shaking after Combs allegedly hit her. When Combs left the room, Phillip and Ventura spoke, started kissing, and were moving in the direction of having intercourse, he said. Phillip said that he lost his erection after Combs came into the room. Phillip was also asked if he told the federal prosecutors last year that he was jealous when Ventura and Combs were having sex, to which he says he does not recall. The other thing, sidebar, when they talked to Daniel Phillip yesterday in day one of the Diddy trial, they asked him in regards to, what was it? It was something in regards to, whether or not the whole relieving of himself in Cassie's mouth, who told him to do that? This was the defense. And he says, Cassie did. But a lot of people and a lot of news reports, this is why you got to examine everything when it comes to this trial, because there's a lot of mixed information, not misinformation, but mixed, where you're not getting the full story. So when they talk about that, he says that Cassie came out of the room at being with Diddy and instructed this man to do this. Cassie has said after this man is also a legend that he heard Diddy physically abusing her and seen it, it wouldn't shock me that Diddy told her in the other room to do these things. And on trial today, she's talking about how he introduced her to so many different things sexually, including a professional. For those that don't know, a professional is sex by the mouth. I can't. There's going to be a lot of this when covering the Diddy trial. Just buckle up, okay? So they said, under cross-examination, Philip denied that he ever saw Ventura outside these paid events or had developed any romantic feelings for her. The defense wants to paint any Philip Ventura encounters as consensual and perhaps undermine the government's assertion that Combs was using his business as a criminal enterprise to satisfy sexual desires. Those are the charges, not DV, not abuse. We have to remember what he's being charged for. The government has to prove their case. All right. So continue. It says, after a brief cross and redirect from attorneys, Daniel Philip is finished with his testimony and has left the stand. They then take a break. We will not. Moving on, Cassie takes the stand. So the government calls Combs' former partner, Cassie Ventura, to the witness stand. She's wearing a brown, snug-fitting dress that shows off her pregnancy as she takes the stand, indicating the defense lost their motion to have her seated before the jury returned so that they could not see her pregnant stomach. Prosecutor Emily Johnson is set to question the government's star witness. Ventura told jurors that Diddy was often violent towards her during the course of their 10-year relationship. Yes, they were violent arguments, usually resulted in physical abuse and dragging, different things, she told jurors. He would mash my head, knock me over, drag me, kick me. When asked how often this would happen, she said, frequently. The injuries were frequent and visible, according to the witness. Usually, I would get knots on my forehead, black eyes, red eyes, bruises all over my body. It just depended. And so many people say when it comes to Cassie, why didn't she leave? Why didn't she leave? We have to remember power dynamics. We have to also remember in this testimony, she mentions him going to see Suge Knight. So she knows what this man is capable of and the circles that he's running in. And God only knows what affiliations he had in different sectors. We talked about this till we are blue in the face when we've covered this, even when initially she filed the lawsuit. Everyone wants to make Cassie out to be the villain in this story. Please understand, the amount of DV that we're seeing in day two of this case, you're not telling me that Diddy just did this to Cassie. There are allegations that he did it to his baby's mother, Misa Hylton, who also showed up in court yesterday with a walker. She didn't respond on how she got that way. Kim Porter, there were allegations that he did this to Kim Porter as well. All right, so moving on from there in regards to the Cassie testimony. So NBC News says, before Cassie Ventura took the stand, the judge ruled that her husband, Alex Fine, can be in the courtroom when she takes the stand as a witness, but will have to leave in the event a 2018 grape that she accuses Combs of comes up. Defense attorneys asked that Fine not be in the courtroom during Ventura's testimony because he could be called as a witness himself, while prosecution said that she should have her support system, including her husband, in the courtroom, especially because she's 8 months pregnant. And we're talking about very traumatic stuff here. The judge decided on a compromise. Okay. All right. So moving on from there. Minutes into taking the stand this morning, Cassie Ventura was asked to identify in a still image of the hallway in which she was beaten by Combs. Video of the incident circulated last year, which was provided by CNN. She says, "That's me and Sean in Intercontinental Century City," Ventura said in court. "We were having an encounter. We call it a freak-off." Ventura was asked to decide what a freak-off was, which she said was a sexual encounter proposed by Combs a year into their relationship in which she would, quote, perform for him with a third party, usually a S worker. "And he would direct us in what we were doing," she said. Ventura said that Combs was in charge of hiring the S workers for the freak-offs at first, but eventually it became her job. They continue, the government witness described herself as a confused 22-year-old when Combs first asked her to have sex with another man as he watched. I was 22 at the time. My stomach churned, didn't have a concept of how that would be a turn on, but I accepted the responsibility, Cassie testified. I was confused, nervous, but also loved him very much and wanted to make him happy. And if you recall, if you read Cassie's, I might reread. Unfortunately, there's a trigger warning and it's very triggering. Cassie's lawsuit.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Because she talks about initially she wasn't even attracted to Diddy. She says over time, the way that, for lack of a better word, groomed her. She didn't use those words. I'm using that here. Groomed her and moved her away from Ryan Leslie, who was her boyfriend at the time and also the guy that discovered her. She says that she wasn't initially attracted to Diddy. To now, she's saying by 22, she says, I had feelings for him. She says, I was 22 at the time. My stomach churned, didn't have a concept of how that would turn out, but I accepted the responsibility, she testified. I was confused, nervous, but also loved him very much and wanted to make him happy. But even if she didn't like these kinds of sexual encounters, Cassie said that she just wanted to please Combs. It wasn't something that I wanted to do, especially as regularly as it became. But again, I was in love and wanted to make him happy. At some point, I felt I didn't have much of a choice. Ventura said that she was 22 years old when Combs first introduced the freak-offs to her, adding it made her nervous, but that she loved him and wanted to make him happy. At some point, I felt I didn't have much of a choice. I didn't know what no could turn into, she said in court. Ventura said that Combs controlled a lot of her life at the time, including her career, sex, everything. If you read her lawsuit, she also talked about when she went to the doctor, he got all of that information as well. She says, I didn't know if he would get upset enough to be violent or not want to be with me at all, she said, adding that she also feared that she would be blackmailed with videos and pictures of her encounters with the S workers. As a 19-year-old aspiring artist, signing a deal with Combs' Bad Boy Records seemed like a huge early career break, Cassie said. He was a larger-than-life musician, a fan of music, didn't know too much about him personally, she told jurors. When I signed the contract, I was 19. It was a 10-album deal. Released an album later that year in 2006, in August. It was the only album that she ever released for Bad Boy. And it's a lot of her fans were like, Cassie, when are you going to release an album? Because she had a huge hit. And yes, she had released singles and things like that, but never another album. Again, Diddy has been accused of doing this with other artists and taking advantage of other artists, but this is a little different. This was his girlfriend or his prop, more like it. So they continue. They said Cassie discussed Combs allegedly kissing her on her 21st birthday in the bathroom at the VMAs. She says, I was confused. I was a new artist that didn't know the lay of the land and things like that, she said in court. I wasn't used to an executive or anyone being that forward that way with me in more than a friend's way, a sexual way, a romantic way. I remember running out and back to my hotel and telling someone about it. So this is also in her lawsuit. Ventura said that she did not want to kiss Combs on that day. There is a 17-year age gap between her and Combs. After the incident, Ventura said that she went to see him in a handful of times at the Trump Hotel in Manhattan, where they discussed her music career and, quote, started to develop a comfortable relationship with each other. During those meetings, he introduced her to the idea of oral. You can finish the sentence. She says, teaching her how to perform it and giving it to her. When asked if she reciprocated, Cassie said no. He made me feel crazy for not reciprocating. At the time, I did not understand that kind of relationship, and I was in a relationship with someone else. I was just so young and did not have the vocabulary for some of the things we talked about. Also, when you think about the power dynamics, this is the owner of your record label, someone that you are now contractually obligated to for 10 albums. He's also a larger than life person. I was just trying to understand it. It just completely inexperienced at that point. Cassie recalls having sex for the first time with Combs, an encounter that she said happened while she was high on drugs on a boat in Miami. I was drinking wine, then started to take drugs, a Blue Dolphin ecstasy pill, the witness said. Sean gave it to me. I had never taken it before. I was just out of it, laughing, didn't know what it was until a little bit later. Cassie recalled how the drugs gave her a euphoric feeling, as you are just really high, sensitive to touch and all of your senses. Also, those particular things, if you know anything about that drug, leaves holes in your brain. Cassie Ventura said that Combs was in a relationship with Kim Porter when they started a physical relationship. And if you know Diddy's history, then you know that there was this weird overlap. Because when Kim ended up pregnant with the twins, I was like, they're back together? What did they ever break up? Cassie said in court that after a Miami trip, when she and Combs had intercourse for the first time, they began to spend more time together, but their relationship was not public for many years. She just didn't want it to look bad, but also knew it was because of his children and personal things like his family, Ventura said. When asked who he was with at the time, Ventura said Kim Porter. Mind you, the kids are in the courtroom. Cassie Ventura described Combs as mercurial, saying his mood swung different ways quite a bit. Ventura said his moods affected her greatly and that an example of this was abuse he allegedly inflicted on her, even when she wasn't the reason he was in a bad mood. Make the wrong face and the next thing I knew, I would get hit in the face, she said in court. He would say, watch your mouth. Can't even imagine. And she's reliving this, y'all, in court, in front of her abuser. I'm just painting the picture for those of you that like to make Cassie the villain in this story. She isn't, even if you believe he's not guilty of the charges, he is guilty of doing these things to her. He's admitted that. There's video footage of that. Cassie lived in multiple homes across Southern California, and Combs made a point of making unannounced visits when she was residing at a place he paid for, she said. And depending on his mood, he would frequently pop in without notice to check in on us without us knowing. Who's us? It was a stomach and knots moment, didn't know what was going to come of the visit, she told the court. Cassie said that the freak-offs became her job and there was no space to do anything else. Staying out for days on end, taking drugs, drinking, having sex with a stranger, she said in court, they would be 36, 48, 72 hours. The longest one was 4 days. Ventura said that she recorded hundreds of songs despite only releasing one studio album and one mixtape. The freak-offs took priority over her music career, she said. Sean decided I could not release another album. And this is how she sued him. She sued him as her employer. Not personal relationship, as her employer. And that's why he's not only named, but the multiple companies. U.S. District Judge Arun Subramanian, I'm going to get it by the end of this, I promise, dismissed the jury for a 40-minute lunch break. All parties should be back by 1 p.m. Eastern. I'm recording this. It's now 3 p.m. Eastern. So now we're going to fast forward. A courtroom sketch shows Diddy making a heart gesture to his family members arriving at the trial today. Cassie appeared emotional describing the freak-offs in testimony, according to NBC News. So they said Cassie Ventura walked into court today wearing a long-sleeved brown dress that went down to her ankles. Her pregnant belly was very obvious to onlookers. She remained soft-spoken and composed through the majority of her testimony, though there were times she needed to take steadying breaths while answering questions. Can you even imagine, though? Because not when you, first of all, shout out to all the women that are pregnant because or have been pregnant. Your body is going through so much, both hormonally and now you're being triggered by your past. Oh my, I can't even imagine. Again, the power of women, and just shout out to Cassie, I can't. She remained soft-spoken and composed through the majority of her testimony, though there were times she needed to take some steadying breaths while answering questions. This was the most obvious when she was describing what freak-offs were to the courtroom. She dabbed at her eyes a few times with tissues when answering the question. Ventura adjusted herself several times during her testimony, mostly keeping her hands clasped in her lap, though there were times that she rubbed or pressed down on her stomach. When Cassie first began discussing freak-offs, a member of the public seated in the overflow viewing room yelled out, "That's disgusting." Ugh. She expressed concern that Cassie was made to testify about such things while pregnant and exited the room after being told by a U.S. Marshal to conduct herself the same as she would in a courtroom. So even in the overflow room, you have to make sure that you're conducting yourself appropriately. So the defendant's former partner, Cassie Ventura, returned to the witness stand following the court's lunch break. Ventura donned a camel color. Okay, we're not going to go there. They're trying to paint the picture because video footage and audio content is not being provided for this. Okay? Which part of me is sort of okay with that because this is already turning into a circus outside the court. So I can't even imagine if there was actual footage of this right now. When Cassie Ventura came back to the stand after a lunch break, she said Combs had the final say on her career and her appearance. While James Cruz managed her, he told her that she was doing it with one hand tied behind his back. He was the manager over at Bad Boy. And that everything had to go through Sean Combs. Ventura also said that Combs made comments about her physical appearance, including telling her that she looked too Mexican, that her hair looked bad, or that her nails needed to look a certain way. Remember the whole white nails things? And then everyone said, look at Janice Combs' white nails as well. Oof. And my appearance was very important to him. It was pretty immediate, she said in court. Some days he would want me to be really sexy, other days like a tomboy. He was very involved in it. Sounds, you know what this sounds like? And y'all, look, y'all make it seem okay. This sounds like Kanye West and Bianca Cerisi and their relationship and how she's walking around while he's fully clothed and she's half naked. And it doesn't feel like that's something that she wants. But okay, everyone's gonna be like, she's a grown adult. Okay. Ventura added that he preferred her nails to be white, and during freak-offs, they had to be white or a French tip. Combs would also make comments about her working out and keeping her shape and talk to her about breast implants. I had to look a certain way during freak-offs, Ventura said. Definitely my self-worth took a hit during the entirety of the relationship. They said Cassie Ventura recalled how Combs would lash out at her by taking away her electronics, cars, and other possessions as a form of punishment. He would take the car away, the house, jewelry, she said. The physical things didn't matter. I just wanted his approval. Sidebar, I had the thought. Although these charges are separate, I don't know what the statute of limitations are in California or in New York because their relationship was like everywhere and Miami. Could he face DV charges in those states? Because I don't know the statute of limitations on that in those states. So even if he gets off on this case, could he face charges later? And I know they have a civil lawsuit where I'm sure she signed an NDA where she's not able to sue him again. But couldn't the prosecutions there, based off of this information? I'm wondering. I have questions. Valid questions. All right. So he would take electronics, cars, and possessions away as a form of punishment. He would take away the car away, the house, the jewelry, she said. The physical things didn't matter. I just wanted his approval. The former romantic partner said that Combs would dispatch his staffer for these takes. Staff would take them, she recalled. If I wasn't there, it would be a staff member or security. KK? KK's mentioned. Christina Curram, his chief of staff, was mentioned during her testimony. There is a sketch of Cassie in the courtroom. Shows Sean Diddy Combs watching as his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, is sworn in today. Oof, I can't even imagine. Especially when you hear about the abuse in this relationship. When you hear about this abuse in this relationship, it's like, damn, this woman has to get up here and testify against this man. So Shawnda D. Combs had pow pow pows and safes in his multiple homes, according to his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura. Ventura, who sometimes had access to these safes, said that Combs had pow pow pows in New York, L.A., Miami, and New Jersey. She said that she saw the pow pow pows outside of the safes a few times. The safes also contained cash, jewelry, and videotapes. When she asked if she ever handled any of Combs' alleged pow pow pows, she said that she was handed a pow 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 at a club in downtown LA to put in her bag while she was on mushrooms. Sounds similar, right, J-Lo? I was freaking out that it was going to go off, she said, adding that she handed the pow 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 off to someone after she left the club. Ventura said that it wasn't the only instance she came in contact with one of Combs' alleged pow pow pows. The pow 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 came out here and there. I always felt it was a little bit of a scare tactic, she said. Combs and Cassie Ventura were engaged in one of their freak-offs when the rapper was told that the longtime rival, Suge Knight, was at a nearby diner, prompting him to get dressed for a confrontation, she said. We were having a freak-off in one of his homes in L.A., and he said Suge was at the Mel's Diner, and we packed up and drove down there, Ventura testified. I was screaming and crying, please don't do anything stupid. I didn't know what they were going to do. Knight is now serving, as you know, a lengthy prison term after pleading guilty to voluntary manslaughter. Sean Diddy Combs had a voyeurism fantasy, according to Cassie Ventura, mentioning it to her in the first 6 months of their relationship. He described it as a fantasy that he had where he would want to see me having relations with another man so that he could watch, Ventura said in court, adding that she agreed because she didn't want to upset him. Ventura said that she was 22 when Combs first proposed freak-offs. I loved him. I didn't want him to think that I thought anything bad of him, Ventura said of the experience. Which says to me, the fact that when he comes to Cassie with this new idea, says to me he was already doing this. And he was doing this with probably other women. She just didn't know about it. Because she also said that she didn't at the time realize that there were other girlfriends. So Cassie felt disgusting and humiliated during these freak-offs, according to NBC News. They said these drug-fueled orgies were a regular element of Cassie Ventura's time with Combs, even though she hated virtually every moment of it, the former partner testified. I felt pretty horrible about myself. I felt disgusting. I felt humiliated. I didn't have the words to show how horrible I felt. I couldn't talk to anyone about it. The witness recalled drinking alcohol and taking ecstasy when first having intercourse with a S worker for Combs' entertainment. I was high, so I didn't feel much, she said. Did this really happen to me? I didn't know what was going to happen after that, if we were going to do it more frequently. I said yes to more. I didn't want to make him upset or angry. Cassie got emotional in court this afternoon when she was asked what she enjoyed about being with Sean Combs. Ventura, who is 8 months pregnant, was crying and grabbed the tissue as she answered the question. When we had one-on-one time, she said, when you care about somebody and love them, you don't want to disappoint them. Ventura began to cry again when shown an email she wrote to Combs in which it said, I really need to F. So who you wanna F? Gonna call someone? Combs wrote back. I want to F you. Are you crazy? Ventura responded. When asked why she wrote that, she said, because that's how I felt. All right, so we have a couple of more updates. As I said to you before, more than likely I will go live or I'll cover what played out at the end of day two of the Sean Diddy Combs trial. However, I do want to remind you guys, if you are in New York City, the Kempire After Dark live show, The Villain Era, is coming back to the Green Room 42 on Friday, September 12th. That's where we will be talking hot topics. By then, the Diddy trial will be over, so there might be more to talk about or something else. That's what makes these Kempire After Dark shows so different. Every single show is going to be different. Excited to bring it back to New York City. There is also a live stream option exclusively for this show. So if you are not able to come to the show or you live in another city or another country, you have that option exclusively for this show. More information on the Kempire After Dark live show, The Villain Era, will be available in the description. So here are some of the updates in regards to NBC News and what's playing out in court as we speak. As I said to you before, she recalled this text message that she had sent to Diddy. So they say Cassie describes Combs as a scary person. Cassie says that she was always conscious of appeasing Combs and did everything possible to stay in his good graces. I didn't want him to be upset or not trust me. He was a scary person. He would be violent. She said that they engaged in freak-offs in all the homes and hotels listed in several places in Southern California and across the country, including what Trump Tower, I believe she also mentioned in her testimony. They write this as baby oil was used in freak-offs at Combs's request, according to Cassie Ventura, who said everyone involved, including her, would pour it all over their bodies. Remember there were rumors and speculation that something was laced in the baby oil? Based on what we're hearing so far, no one's mentioning that. They didn't necessarily felt different. Again, Cassie was under the influence already, but the S workers did not report on anything. But again, they could have been high off something too. So baby oil was used in the freak-offs at Sean Combs' request, according to Cassie Ventura, who said that everyone involved, including her, would pour it all over their bodies. Sean wanted it heated, and he wanted it to be glistening so that we applied every 5 minutes. But that's interesting. Like, it's one thing to want that aesthetic, but to want it to be applied every 5 minutes, that's suspicious. Ventura says that there was a pool filled with baby oil during a freak-off at the Montage Beverly Hills, which she got into at Combs' request. Not a pool. Like, literally? If Sean wanted it to happen, that was what was going to happen. So that's why he had so many thousands of bottles of baby oil. If Sean wanted it to happen, that's what was going to happen. There was no way around it. We used 10 bottles of baby oil, regular size. They even talk about the brand Johnson & Johnson. Ventura also mentioned other items used in the freak-offs, including Astroglide, lubricant, and condoms. Staff would bring the items, but if the freak-off was last minute, Ventura would bring them, she said. So this is where they mentioned, and if you've seen the documentary on Max, one of his former assistants talked about this as well. They continue. They say Cassie says that she was expected to participate in freak-offs during her, even when she was on her monthly. Cassie Ventura told the court that she was expected to participate in freak-offs during her period against her will at Combs' request, resulting in blood getting on furniture. Ventura also said that Combs had a S worker relieve themselves on her during an encounter because it was, quote, a turn-on for him. Combs also participated, she said. I just felt humiliated. It was disgusting. It was too much, she said. I choked. I didn't want to be doing that. I was in a position I couldn't easily get out of. I eventually put my hands up and Sean saw and told him to stop. I was choking. Sean then relieved himself on me at the same time. Ventura was asked why she didn't say no. She says, I was squeamish immediately, but high in the moment, she said. That's about it. You don't have a lot of control at that moment. So this is all literally playing out, guys. So let me just see if there's anything else I want to cover before ending this video. Again, this is just an update at almost 3:30 p.m. Eastern. There's only maybe like an hour and a half or so, or maybe 2 hours left to court. They continue in regards to this. They said that Cassie said that she used several websites to find S workers across the country and always under Combs' direction. Craigslist, the now defunct Backpage, and the escort service Cowboys for Angels were among the sites that Ventura testified that she used. But any final hire had to have Combs's okay, she said. I showed the photos to Sean to see if he was interested. If he wasn't interested, I would tell them no and ask for someone else, she said. Sean had to approve. All right, guys. As I said before, I will give you guys more updates. I'm going to continue to follow this trial. Again, I'm going to try and do day to day. However, if I can't, we will try and make up for it the next following day. We do appreciate your support. And one free, easy way of supporting the channel, liking this video, subscribing, sharing this video for a full update on day two of Sean Diddy Combs' trial, where Cassie Ventura, his former girlfriend of 10 years, who sued him and then he settled 24 hours later, has now taken the stand for the prosecution. We're going to continue to follow this. And as I said before, we're going to bring some great legal minds here on the channel as well to give their view, basically. Because again, every lawyer is not going to have the same view on how this case is going. Guys, as always, I want to know what you think of what is playing out in court today in day two of the Sean Diddy Combs trial. Thanks for watching and for listening. Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give the Kempire 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And as always, for more information on everything Kempire Radio Network, head on over to KempireRadio.com.